Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition, a happier happy hour. And Dom, we're joined right now live via StreamYard by a fine guest. He is our friend, pundit, podcaster, and are you a columnist at The Hill? What's your official relationship with TheHill.com?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill Press.
Hi, Crute. Hi, Dom. Yes, I'm a columnist for The Hill. Every Tuesday, I write a column for The Hill.
And today's contribution, Bill, I take it you didn't take a shine to this Vivek Ramaswamy guy.
He is such a big phony. I can't believe it. That everybody's falling for this guy. I mean, you know, he's obnoxious. He's totally obnoxious, right? And his shtick gets old very, very fast. You know, I figured, I didn't know much about him. So I went to his website. He's got the 10 truths, right? My 10 truths. Yeah. This is what he's running on. It is such pure pap. I invite everybody to go there. You will not believe. This is like a fifth grader said, tell me what you think about politics, you know, and they write this down. I mean, like, number one is God is real. Okay. Now, this is a Hindu talking. Whose God is he talking about? And everybody since Thomas Aquinas, before that, the Greeks, everybody's been trying to prove that gods are real. Nobody can do it. All you can say is, I believe God is real. I mean, but what does that have to do with being president of the United States, right? I mean, it's just total.
Well, he's trying to immediately appeal, Bill, of course, to the mega man. I mean, that's how you start.
Let me tell you something. I got a secret for you. The MAGA crowd is never going to nominate a Hindu for president of the United States. All right. I put it at that level. But plus a person of color, he's got two strikes against him from the front, right?
Yeah, but and then Trump
three,
likes
three,
him.
He's an idiot. Three strikes.
But well, Trump, he's a Trump sycophant, a Trump ass kiss. No, he went on the stage in Milwaukee and said, I'd pardon him first thing, Bill.
No. That's the thing. That's what we got to realize about him. Donald Trump didn't show up. He didn't have to. He sent Vivek as his spokesperson, who said climate change is a hoax, right? I'm gonna lock up political opponents. He said that. He said that since. He said he would pardon Donald Trump on day one. He said we should cut off aid to Ukraine. Give it to Putin. Give it to Putin, right? And cut off aid to Israel. What else was? Oh yeah, and raise the voting age from 18 to 25. Yeah. Right? I mean, does anybody? All these people are so excited about him. Anybody? Nobody really stands for. I mean, he's crazy. He's nuts. And by the way, since the debate, I love it. They came up with this. They found this video of little Vivek.
Young teenager, Vivek, yeah.
Obnoxious as a student as he is now, right? getting up at a Chris Matthews town hall with Al Sharpton when Sharpton was running for president saying, how can we vote for you? You have the least political experience of anybody. Guess what? Vivek, bingo.
Bill Press, our fine guest, but he's not running for president. He's running for notoriety. He's running maybe for VP, but he's running to sell some books or some merchandising.
I come back. He's never going to be even vice presidential nominee. Forget about it. I mean, Trump's never going. I mean, the Republican Party's just not going to go there. He'll disappear pretty soon. But then,
but Bill, he's got lots of money though, man. How do you account for that? The man has an enormous amount of wealth.
He made it. Well, you know, good for him. Fine, good for him. That doesn't qualify him for the White House. Yeah. So here's a guy who claims we don't know how much he's really worth. We found out today Donald Trump inflated his annual his worth by $2.2 billion in 2014. So we don't know how much Vivek is really worth. Okay, but here's a guy who's, let's say, is worth a lot of money, who has never run for office, never held political office, never even voted in every election. Didn't we try that before?
That's why the MAGA will love him.
America's had the prettiest in the White House, sir. We don't need another one.
Here's what gets me. So then the media is making a big deal about this guy. That's why I wrote that comment. I said, man, kick the tires, dude. You know, take a look at this guy. So he said, oh, he's getting big crowds in Iowa. As I put out, yeah, that cow made of butter got big crowds in Iowa at the state fair. That's not because they wanted him to be president of the United States.
Now, I see that Donald Trump's also promising today to lock up his political enemies if reelected. What a fine reelected platform that makes. I will lock you up.
Lock him up. He's saying he's sorry he didn't lock Hillary up. We still don't know, by the way, what he was going to lock up Hillary for, right? Oh, maybe for having some documents related to national security.
Oh, that's right. Whoa, hey, that sounds bad.
on her email. By the way, Trump gets crazier every day, right? You know, I mean, yeah, this whole deal about locking him up. Plus, I got to tell you, I'm not sure he's going to make it to trial before they throw him in jail. If he keeps insulting these judges, I mean, you're not allowed to do that, right? I mean, there are certain things. He thinks because he's a candidate, number one, the courts have to adjust their schedule to meet his campaign schedule.
April of 2026.
Yeah, right. No, I can't. Oh, Judge, I'm sorry. I can't be in court that day. You know, I'm supposed to be in New Hampshire. I have a coffee clutch in New Hampshire. Yeah, right. Or I got a primary in Utah. I mean, this judge, she's a badass judge. This judge in Washington, D.C.
Chutkin.
I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, she's a judge who says the law is the law.
Yeah.
And as she pointed out, if you were a professional tennis player, right, or you were just a businessman, whatever, and you said, no, on my calendar, I have to check my calendar. No, she said, this is the calendar that counts, baby, you know, and you're going to be in court that day. I don't care what you're running for.
Well, Bill Press, our fine guest, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. That's Tom. I'm Crudy. And that's the aforementioned Bill Press. Bill, I looked at Trump's calendar, his probable calendar. And if you look, the trial date set on the January 6th charges, these are, to my opinion, the most substantive and the most important charges for the sake of history. I want to see these stick. But the trial is set for March 4th. Super Tuesday is March 5th. Bill, the Republicans will have decided 22 contests before Trump's defense makes opening statements. I think he'll be the nominee that day by Tuesday, the 5th.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of unknowns here, right?
Yeah, Bill, I keep saying that.
Known knowns and unknown knowns.
Right, that's right. Donald Rumsfeld, where are you when we need you? So we don't know what's going to happen in Georgia. Now, this is funny in Georgia, and it's fun to watch, right? Because Trump says, Dom, you just pointed out, let me see, I have time in April 2026, maybe. And then some of these other guys who indicted with him in Georgia say, no, we want a speedy trial.
Yeah.
And the Georgia law allows them to have a speedy trial if they request it. So he could be in court, Crute, if you answer your question, in October in Fulton County, Georgia. If Fannie Willis says it's all or nothing, basically. Okay, if six of you want to go this way, then you're all going this way in state court. And Donald Trump could be hung out to dry by his fellow co-conspirators, including Sidney Powell in Georgia. So he could be in court in Georgia first, right?
Well, and Cheese Bro. Pardon me. I'm so excited to say Cheese Bro. Cheese Bro is also seeking the speedy trial. I believe he's got a court date of October 23rd this year.
Yeah. Right. And Fannie Willis, I saw the other day, said maybe they'll all come in on October 23rd, right? But back to your point, you're right. It could happen that Donald Trump wins the Republican nomination for president, maybe even the convention, before he's convicted of crimes. But he'll be convicted before November 2024. So, you know, let the Republicans stew in their own mess. And if they nominate a convicted felon, I want to see them make the case for that.
Yeah, no question. Bill, we have just a couple minutes left in this segment. What about the other Republicans in the last 60 seconds here before we go to break? During this debate in Milwaukee, did anybody stand out? And I know your opinion of Ramaswamy. What about the other Republicans? If Trump goes down or he gets some headwind or he gets incapacitated, decides not to run, whatever happens, who do you think fills that hole?
All right, very quickly. I think Asa Hutchinson and Doug Burgum ought to just, drop out. I want Chris Christie to stay because he's the only one telling the truth. I was totally unimpressed by Tim Scott. I think he just didn't rise to the occasion. He doesn't have it. He is running for vice president. I was impressed by Mike Pence. He showed some backbone and some steel I never saw before, right? I'm not saying he ought to be the nominee, but it's a little fire in the belly that I had never seen before. Nikki Haley was the star of the show, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Ron DeSantis, give me a break. I mean, what's that all about, right? Here's a big moment for Ron DeSantis. Boy, talk about somebody unattractive you never want to have a beer with. I mean, he's so angry, wouldn't answer the question, wouldn't even give Mike Pence credit for saving the freaking country, right? But Nikki Haley, I thought, was smart, articulate, tough, really took him on. And I think she's the one to watch. If it's not Trump, watch Nikki Haley.
You know, sadly, DeSantis is cheering for a hurricane in Florida right now. Come back, Bill Press, our fine guest. More Devil's Advocates.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Bill Prest, our fine guest. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a prognosticator. Hell, he writes columns on Thursdays at thehill.com. Bill, thanks for sticking around. We certainly appreciate it. Love hanging out with you and talking with you, my friend.
Tuesday in the Hill.
Sorry. Tuesday in the Hill. Tuesday on the Hill. All right. And Bill has a piece out not too complimentary of Vivek Ramaswamy, but certainly, I mean, Donald Trump is still leading. But the polls came out. First poll after the debate, Trump was down like 6. And I think he's down another point in a poll today. And whatever that's worth, Bill, do you think he's starting to slide? Do you get that impression whatsoever?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. No, I think, think of it as a big block of ice, if you will. It's melting. As fast as the glaciers are melting, I believe Donald Trump is melting. And it's all going to, he's going to melt to nothing before the nominee. I didn't think, I've said it on your show before. I do not think he will be the Republican nominee.
You're also wrong, Bill Press.
I agree with Bill Press.
I want him to be the nominee. As a Democrat, as an American, I think it's just time we just forget about Donald Trump.
But Bill, aren't Biden and Trump kind of caught in this symbiotic death spiral? Our whole humanity is watching these two old men fight it out. No offense to you, Bill, but I mean, they're not spring chickens.
Oh, come on, Bill. You're not going to take that, are you?
Why don't you just take it from there, Bill? Like there's a question in there. I think I called you old, Bill. I apologize.
Well, I will just say, age aside, some people are up to the job, and some are not. Donald Trump has proven he's not, by the way. And if it turns out to be Trump and Biden, boy, talk about a clear choice. In fact, that's one thing I want to raise, right? Here's what we ought to be talking about. Since I've been in grade school, right, Democrats have been saying, we're going to do something about the price of prescription drugs. And here's where we're going to start. We're going to let Medicare negotiate with drug companies over the price, because we pay the highest price in the freaking world for drugs, for prescription drugs. Everybody has promised to do that. Clinton didn't do it. Obama didn't do it. Damn it, Biden did it. He did it yesterday. We ought to be crowing about that and celebrating about that. Since I've been in grade school, Democrats have been promising to do something about infrastructure. Clinton didn't do it. Obama didn't do it. Damn it, Joe Biden did it. Since 1984, when they passed the Assault Weapons Act, and it expired in 94, everybody's been promising, we're going to do something about gun safety. Nobody. Obama didn't do a damn thing about it. Joe Biden did. He got the first gun control bill passed in 30 years. I think it's time Democrats started talking about Biden's getting things done in his own way. He's not the great orator Obama was, but damn it, he knows how to make government work. And with a Congress against him, he knows how to get things done. That prescription drug thing, 90% of Americans support doing something, you know, taking on big pharma and lowering the price of prescription drugs. And that's something we ought to be celebrating. And good for Joe Biden.
Well, Bill Press, we got to see Joe Biden.
By the way, good for Joe Biden. I don't care how old he is, Drew.
I just play an old man on the radio. Get off my yard, you kids. I got to see Joe Biden like a week ago. Today, last Wednesday, he was in Milwaukee, and he was out there. Bidenomics was the centerpiece, and he did talk some trash about Ron Johnson. But, you know, that comes so naturally when you're in Wisconsin. But at the end of the day, I guess here's the only point I would make between the Trump and the Biden. Well, if it's not Trump, if he's disqualified from the ballot, he's whatevered, and he's not the nominee. The contrast of any other candidate that I've seen that the Republicans might run, and I didn't find any of them appealing, but there's certainly going to be an age contrast between Biden and any of the others.
Okay. And?
And he's being a little ageist, Bill. What do you think about Crudy being a little ageist?
Well, all I'm saying is I think the choice is still what the person has done, what case the person can make for being able to do the job. There's no doubt Biden has proven he knows how to do the job. He got more done. I didn't mean to be trashing Obama here, but I just want to state the facts. Biden got more done in his first 2 years than Obama did in 8 years in terms of legislative, getting big, big things done in the Congress. So I think the choice, I don't care, it could be a teenager versus Biden. The question is, what have they done and what are they going to do and what do they stand for? And I don't care, any one of those Republicans is going to be out there saying, they're going to say, I'm for a national ban against abortion. That's going to be part of their platform. And the other part of their platform is probably going to be, we're already seeing it, I'm going to lock up my political opponents.
Lock them up.
Yeah, it's going to be MAGA versus Biden. That's what it's going to be.
Regardless of who is the carrier of the flag.
The vessel.
Yeah, yeah.
Regardless of who is the carrier of the flag. Yeah. Listen, I know we're almost out of time, but I have to make a plea here, okay?
All right.
To the people of Wisconsin, this idea of impeaching the new Supreme Court justice, I mean, God, I can't believe, you know, okay, Crude said it. I've been around for a while, but I remember when, you know, I fought in a lot of elections. I probably was involved in more elections that I lost than I won, but that's what politics is all about. And you fight like hell. And if you win, you celebrate and you get things done. If you lose, you say, God damn, didn't make it that time. All right, we'll get our boots on again and go around the next time and take them on the next time.
Well, it's a new attitude, Bill. If you lose, it's rigged.
Yeah.
And we're going to start impeaching a Supreme Court justice because if we can't have – go ahead. You finish the thought.
I just – no, it's insane. It's insane. And I just hope the people of Wisconsin across the board just stand up and say, hey, wait a minute. You know, you lost, okay? You lost that election. Good luck the next time around, but let's just accept that defeat and then move on.
Wisconsin Republicans will not accept that defeat gracefully. They're still arguing about 2020, Bill. Bill Press, our fine guest. Hey, when's the pod? Oh, Bill, thank you. We'll catch up soon.
All right. All right. See ya. Great to be with you guys.
Thanks, Bill. You too, man.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition. A happier, happy hour. Now that Bill can't hear me, insult him. Bill Press, our fine guest. Thank you, Bill, for coming around. He's a columnist, a pundit, a podcaster, and a former friend of the Devil's Advocates. I don't mean to be so ageist, but I just feel like these men, you've seen the movie Platoon.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And the,
but yeah,
the two sergeants, right? Matthias and I forget the other guy's name, but the two characters, William Defoe and Tom Berenger, I believe, played the baseball movies as well. I feel like Earl right now. Somebody help me with my memory. But
yeah,
these...
Berenger, Charlie Sheen, William Defoe. Johnny Depp was in there. Kevin Dillon, Forrest Whitaker, yes.
But the two sergeants, as Charlie Sheen describes them, as he's flying off in the helicopter, you know, he's been wounded and he's seen these two effectively end each other's lives. They were caught in this death spiral. And I somehow analogize in my own mind Trump and Biden in this very same death spiral. They're caught. I mean, Biden, when he came out of retirement effectively, he said, my only reason for running is because of Trump and Charlottesville.
For the soul of America, because Charlottesville just happened, right? He didn't run last time his son passed away, and he got back in for the soul of America. Because that, I mean, I if you look back now, it seems like a good pitch and something to be very concerned about.
I just don't know if it's as effective as a contrast if it's not Donald Trump. However, I would also say,
well, contrast.
If it's not
how?
Donald
a physical
Trump,
contrast, you mean, or like policy contrast, like
just both. I mean, if you had Ron DeSantis, lawyer by trade, pretty sharp guy, little more energetic at age 44 than.
Well,
Joe
I mean,
Biden
I don't know that you know
be.
The head bopping is. I mean, that, I don't know that that's necessarily a positive trait, though. I mean, so you're contrasting just simply the look of a older versus younger. Is your?
I'm just saying that has been an effective contrast. Politically, if you look at a guy like, let's say, Obama or Kennedy, you know, a few times that's played out to the advantage of the younger, let's call him more vibrant candidate. So that's my only point. It's not the end of the world. But Joe Biden's purpose as a candidate has been to be the opposition for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, well, I got to run because Joe Biden's running. And I feel like they're caught in this death
spiral. Well, Donald Trump's got to run because this is the only way to hopefully, for in his mind, stay out of prison for the rest of his life. I mean, I don't. And as Bill mentioned, and as we talked about, when
but also to win the presidency so he can lock up Joe Biden
when the president was here. You know, Bidenomics, talking about the policy things, and I mean, those are, and I think absolutely right. Those things should get highlighted. And you're right, we lose some of those when you're talking about, well, who's got the biggest burn. Who's got the best rep? You know, who's got the best troll? Who's got the, you know, though, if the entertainment, if the banter and the entertainment and the insult is what it is.
Well, Trump did win the presidency in 2016 yeah. with nothing much more than, I hate that guy.
Well, then
we hate the same
then Andrew Dice Clay should be president, man.
I think he's up for the VP slot yeah. on the Trump Andrew Dice Clay ticket.
Come on.
Hickory dickory dock.
But in that, and as Bill said, it doesn't matter the age. Are they up to the job? Are they up to the position? Are they? Do they have a track record?
But the vast majority of the American people, including many Democrats, don't believe Joe Biden is that guy. And the only time Joe Biden shines is reflecting back the incarnate evil that is Donald Trump. That's the only time the guy shines.
Empathy.
He's contrast.
Got great empathy. He can connect to the people on the, listen, man, this is real. I'm being real here. This is serious. I'm not kidding. You know, he does that, man. He's got the folksy connection to the people. Donald
Someone
Trump
else pointed out
have that.
Bill Clinton, a little bit of a younger man.
Yeah.
So younger, more vibrant, the new, the fresh, the turd in the page candidate. We're always looking for what's next as Americans. You know, it's got a short shelf life. There's expiration dates on everything. Certainly political candidates and even presidencies. And I would say that happens here in the state of Wisconsin. I don't care how good you are. There's only been one guy that ever broke through and won 4 gubernatorial races. That was Tommy Thompson. No one else ever raised to that level because people just get sick of him. You get sick of the same person, almost always a guy. Here in the state of Wisconsin, it's always been a guy as the governor, but you get sick of him. Same guy you want to have a beer with for a while, man. You get sick of those ham and cheese sandwiches. You don't want to share that ham and cheese.
I generally understand what you're saying. And you can look at history, as you mentioned, Bill Clinton, Obama, younger folks. But what we have is what we have on the Republican side, man. And as Bill mentioned, Nikki Haley, I think a lot of folks think Nikki Haley won that debate.
Is seeing her surge.
Yeah.
Ramaswamy apparently won the debate, yet at least the first polling we saw had lost support. He's down to like 9%.
His numbers went up, but his spread went down.
If there is a bump, it's been for Nikki Haley's candidacy. But Trump's still up by 50 on the field.
I know, but again, so many unknown knowns, the known unknowns and all that, man. I mean, the guy could be
at court 30%, he's your nominee. He doesn't
but
need
gotta
to be
get
at
get to
50.
That point. So here's what I'm saying. Yes, of course. That's
got to survive to March 5th, dude.
Do you think he can survive to March 5th? Do you know what trials are going to come
March
down?
5th.
I mean, we just
yes.
found out today the dude overinflated his income by $2.2 billion, and that's not even the half of it. He
That's
actually
a civil
was worth,
suit. That's
was
not going to throw
worth,
his ass in jail.
But here, it does, to some degree. Some people will care, he's not worth as much as we thought. The guy overinflated fraudulent documents, his income by almost 150%. Man, you know, that's going to impact some
that
things.
That depends on his mood. He told us that way back
yes.
at the Iowa
matter.
Freedom
doesn't,
Caucus.
Doesn't make it less fraudy.
Summit.
Doesn't make it less fraudy. So, yeah, I mean, he gets guilty and has to pay $250 million for that alone. Yeah, that's going to happen again and
the Trump
more.
Org's been
again
shut down. Trump University's more. Been shut down. I mean, there's no doubt that he is an unsavory guy to do business with.
And it's getting he's slipping.
How many?
It's getting worse and worse. And you got to acknowledge it, man. These other candidates are not rising in the polls because Trump is staying the same. There is slippage, brother.
Slippage. Shrinkage. 844-967-2789.
The pool is cold.
CJ, what can you tell us about shrinkage?
Hello, CJ.
Well, I am kind of old. So, yeah.
Welcome to the old man party. You and I and Bill and Trump and Biden.
Yeah, I heard.
Thank I'm God like you today, CJ. I am insulting everybody. But CJ, let me ask you, if for any reason Donald Trump was not the candidate for the Republican Party, whatever happened, the guy gets hit by a meteorite, who do you see as that guy? Who steps in? Who is
the candidate?
The candidate for the Republicans. Who's number 1B?
I'd say it's our first woman president, Nikki Haley.
Okay, so that seems like a righteous choice. Why do you like her?
Because she says what she says she's going to do. and she does what she says she's going to do. She supports the military. She was amazing at the UN. She deserves to be there, right along with Tim Scott. But you guys, you know, I love your concern, but 70% of your own party says Grandpa Senile, worst president ever, Joe, the big guy.
I don't think they say worst president ever, CJ. I think that's wrong.
That's your guy.
No, Joe Biden is bought and paid for by China. And you guys can deflect.
Your guy's bought and paid for by everybody. That's such a tepid attack on Joe Biden. He might be influenced by $10 to $20 million that his son, Hunter, was selling access. And I'm like, that's small potatoes to Trump. I mean, his family's roping in billions, dude. How is it not the same? How can Jared Kushner take billions from the Saudis?
How can Jared Kushner take billions from the Saudis and not get CJ's wrath, CJ?
And he literally worked in the government. Hunter Biden never worked for the government, but Kushner did, and he got $3 billion. How is that not comparable and corrupt as you know what?
I want accountability wherever it lands. And that's the problem.
You're ready for the investigation into Jared Kushner, CJ? Is that what you're suggesting? Yes or no?
Do you think Biden's grandchildren should get money?
Jared Kushner, yes or no investigation into the corrupt taking of bloody Saudi bone saw money? You think that's something that Congress should look into?
Yes.
And to answer your question, CJ,
do you think Biden's grandchildren should get money? I'd like your answer.
To answer your question, CJ. No, I don't like the looks of that. I don't like that. I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
When the Clintons have a foundation and they can raise
billions.
What's that?
Crudy, you don't think it should be looked into, though.
I'm not saying it shouldn't be looked into. If you can bring credible, evidence to bear that Joe Biden was selling influence, then that is very damning. But what I would say is you don't even have to have Joe's consent. I agree with you, man. It looks damn terrible when you got Hunter Biden routing money back to multiple family members through foreign sources. No, I don't like it, CJ. I don't understand it, man, because guys like you and I, we've never lived and worked in these circles. No one ever paid us millions of dollars because of our daddy's name. So I don't like it. You're right, CJ. You want to hear me say it? I don't like it. I don't like it when it's the Clinton Foundation. I don't like it when it's the Trump Org. And I don't like it when it's Hunter Biden selling the illusion of access or real access to his old man and money's being routed back to family members. You know what? You know who never had any of that taint? Barack Obama. Let's acknowledge for just a minute. He was above reproach in nearly every way. But you would never make that admission, CJ. You would never admit, hey, there was one guy that didn't embarrass his own family and party through his corrupt dealings.
Yeah, but that
and
tan
self-enrichment.
Suit, totally unacceptable.
I know, that totally undermines his entire
presence.
I mean,
CJ, right? We should have impeached Obama because of that tan
Obama,
suit.
Best man of
Obama
our lifetimes, of our lifetimes.
Hurricane was alive.
What?
Crudy. Obama knew Crossfire Hurricane was a lie.
How many convictions in the Obama administration? How many convictions? How many of his administration?
Crossfire Hurricane is a lie. Obama
no,
knew.
Okay, we hear you, CJ, but the question asked to you was how many convictions of Obama or his cabinet members or anybody around Obama? How many?
Zero.
The answer is zero,
of course,
CJ.
It's zero. And Crossfire Hurricane, talking about the Russian investigation? Come on, man. We're going to go down there. Once you read the Mueller report, unredacted or redacted, whatever you choose, you come back and talk to me then, sir.
There have been very few politicians that are above reproach. And certainly Barack Obama. I mean, man, the guy failed us in many different ways. But he succeeded in at least an equal fashion. And I think he had a successful presidency. Perhaps left me wanting, but
well, there's always wanting
as a
more.
Human being,
yes.
As a family man, as a law-abiding citizen.
He wasn't sleeping with porn stars and paying them off right before the election? No? No?
He was.
He didn't have multiple kids with multiple women? No? He didn't do that, huh?
I want a president who's a better man than me. And Barack Obama is a better man than me. He is a better human being than I ever hoped to be. But Trump? Come on.
Come on, man.
And I don't like the perception being Hillary, Bill Clinton. I don't like the perception around Joe Biden's kid. It's my kid. Knock it off, Hunter. Fly coach. Get a job. And a haircut, you no good Nick.
Grown-ass man. I can sell my last name if I want. I'll tell you what. I'll give you a piece.
You kids get off my lawn. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. One last segment today. And two tickets to the Phillies, courtesy of our flagship, WISS 1100 AM. Your chance to win right now. 844-967-2789. Tell Nate you want them Brewers tickets.
I was in the pool! I was in the pool!
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, you want some Brewers tickets for Friday night's game, 844-967-2789. Make sure you stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next.
And then the Empowered Caregiver, and then Rick Smith. But I'm checking the text line, Dom. Yeah. Here's one. Crudy.
Crudy.
Sanders is my man at 4 score. Also Crudy. 4 score is too old for Biden.
All right, so hold on now. Let's address that, Crudy. Why don't you let's dive into that a little bit.
Well,
I would like to
dive in by reading two more texts from the audience.
Okay.
Here's the next one. Nikki is no good. And then another hypocrite at the bottom of the barrel. And the problem is, I don't know if they mean Nikki Haley or Crudy at this moment.
How do you wrap your head around your support for
rationalize my hypocrisy?
Well, I mean, you know, the texter makes a point.
It's the vigor of the man.
Well, are you able to do the job? I mean, I'm starting to think Mitch McConnell is starting to not be able to maybe do the job.
You agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene in that regard?
Well, she agrees with me. Perhaps he should.
She is saying he is unfit to serve.
Ugh, scary.
But a lot of Republicans are saying that about Joe Biden, and I don't mean to imply he's unfit to serve. I just think when you would envision a different candidate other than Donald Trump, I think that Trump is what turns him out for Joe Biden as much as Joe Biden. They're voting against Trump.
You think if a Republican other than Donald Trump runs against Joe Biden, that turnout will be lower?
Certainly on both sides, substantially lower. Trump is the turnout machine.
I totally disagree. I think Omega's infected that entire party, and it doesn't matter if it's Trump or DeSantis or Nikki Haley or whoever.
They won't turn out on the Republican side.
Well, sure, but it's still going to be the Mega agenda. It doesn't matter.
It's the vessel.
It's the vessel, man. We're getting that quote unquote Mega policy, whatever you define that as, the fascism, the white Christian nationalist movement. That is what that is. You're getting that regardless of who the vessel, who the Mega Republican is. I don't know, man. I think we're going to have high turnout again.
Someone's accusing me of alienating the audience on the text line. I think we're going to move to callers now. 844-967-2789. McKenzie from West Allis. Welcome, McKenzie. What do you got for us?
Hi, McKenzie.
Well, I'm thinking that, yeah, I hope there's a good turnout for the election because that's what elections are for, right? And that's, like, not even a partisan statement. So, like, I hope that there's a lot of turnout. I hope that, you know, I hope that the Republicans put forth someone that's not got the MAGA agenda because that would be really, you know,
okay,
not
let's,
great.
Let's play this game for a second, McKenzie. Let's say it's Nikki Haley, who's had a political role. She's a former chief executive of the state of South Carolina. She's thoughtful. She's intelligent.
She's an ambassador.
Mostly moderate on the stump, and even said, you know, there might be a place for women to control their own bodies. So let's say she's the reasonable Republican choice, and somehow through twist of indictment and conviction, she becomes the nominee. A, I don't think Republican turnout is what it would have been. Certainly might be down as much as 10, 15, 20%. And I think you would see Democratic turnout down substantially. I don't think the world would see her the threat that Trump is, and maybe a secondary choice like a Ron DeSantis. I think he'd still scare people. I don't think Nikki Haley scares me into voting.
I don't really want to be scared into voting regardless. I just want to vote.
I've been scared into voting every elective cycle since like 2012, McKenzie. McKenzie, you want to go to the...
I believe it.
We live in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we've been dealing with this a long time. I mean, Bill Press is like, oh my God, Wisconsin, I can't believe the Republicans are considering doing something that's never been done before. I'm like, dude, you haven't been living in
Hold
Wisconsin.
Hold my beer.
Right, this is how, it's exactly how we do it around here.
McKenzie, we understand you might want some Brewers tickets. We got a pair for you. If you're going to hold on for just a minute, our pal Nate will get your information. We'll transfer some Brewers tickets to you, courtesy of our flagship, WISS 1100 AM. And 98.3 FM. Here's the deal. In the future, when we give the tickets away, I'm also going to quiz the callers. If they can tell us what station you can hear the Brewers on, they get the tickets.
All right.
If they're like, Dom.
What? WYSS 1100 AM in Oshkosh. Oshkosh Air Support 98.3 FM.
Well done.
I got it written down. All I need is a note, man. It's a note.
We only have 19 more stations around the network if you want to play round robin. I've got it memorized.
I know you do, but I don't have that memory, so we just have to put them up on a screen or something around here.
We would have to do that. We've mentioned this story. I want to get it out there for consideration.
All right.
You are a fine audience. Former President Donald Trump routinely overstated his net worth, sometimes by more than $2 billion during years when the actual values of his real estate holdings were far less than he claimed, according to a court filing Wednesday by the office of New York Attorney General Letitia James. The Attorney General's office included the numbers in a motion for summary judgment that asked the court to resolve a civil fraud claim before the AG's $250 million civil suit against Trump goes to trial.
Like, here's a number here, here's a number there. You can't deny it. These are the numbers. Here's the signature. There's no trial. There's no facts to be, you know, found out. We know what the facts are. We want summary judgment.
Dominic, the former president, meanwhile, called his real estate portfolio the Mona Lisa of properties during an April deposition in the suit. According to a transcript of the deposition that was made public today, we have properties that make money, but you can sell for many, many times because of the quality of the property, like Turnberry in Scotland, Trump said, according to the transcript. I could sell that. That's like selling a painting on the wall that sells for $250 million and doesn't make income. It just sits on a wall, but it sells for numbers. Everything sells for some numbers. Unlike his first steps, it sells for numbers.
What a brilliant businessman. I mean, wow. Wharton Business School, right?
Dominic, unlike his first deposition with James, during which Trump invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination hundreds of times.
400 plus times.
The former president in April deposition answered questions for hours about his real estate holdings. Here's one more quote. I have literally some of the greatest pieces of property in the world, and they sell as Mar-a-Lago. Some of the things I own in Europe, some of the things I own in New York, even like Trump Towers 57th and 5th. It's the best location.
Yeah, he was quoting, single-family residence for Mar-a-Lago between $350 million and $739 million. The Attorney General said that should be between, 18 to $27.6
But Trump, in his quote, says, I have great assets.
You have great assets, Dom. If you inflate your net worth 150% to get insurance or to get loans, that's fraud, man. That's just fraud.
That'd be up to like $30.
38 cents.
Thank you all for listening. The Maggie Dawn Show is next, and then Empowered Caregiver with Liza Hellenbrand, Rick Smith going nationwide. Keep it locked right here to the Civic Media Network. That's what the Patriots do. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Nate.
Thanks, Nate. Thanks, Bill.